Chapter 3, Jesus Full of Grace and Truth. In the beginning, before all time, was the Word, Christ, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God Himself. He was present originally with God. All things were made and came into existence through Him, and without Him was not even one thing made that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. From John 1, 14 through 17, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning Him. He cried out, saying, "This is He of whom I said, He who comes after me has surpassed me, because He was before me." Out of His fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Chapter 3, Devotional 1, God with us. Jesus is alive. Behold, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall call His name Emmanuel, which, when translated, means God with us. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. The birth of Jesus, the Messiah, had been foretold centuries earlier by Isaiah. The word used here for Jesus, Emmanuel, is translated God with us. Truth is, there are times when we all have felt alone. This feeling is very unsettling because we are not made to be alone. Throughout history, many cultures have practiced rites of passage to signify the transition from child to adult. In these ceremonies, you are left alone to face trials, turn inward, and discover your inner self, and learn to survive on your own. The reality for every Christian is that we are not alone. God is with us. When Jesus was taken up to heaven, He left us with the Holy Spirit as our comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, John 14:26. He gave us the Holy Spirit to remind us and reassure us that we are never alone. Whether we're at work, home, school, the doctor's office, awaiting test results, stranded on a dark street late at night with a flat tire, going on our first sales call, making our first presentation, confused and lost in a foreign country, we must remember we are never alone. We must change our thinking and our speech. We must replace I with we. We have Emmanuel, God with us, at all times. Child of God, ask God to show you any area of your life where you have believed the lie and felt the fear on your neck. Cry out to Jesus and talk with Him in these dark and fearful moments. Trust the Holy Spirit to be an active participant and helper instead of a quiet observer. Start including Him all the time in everything you do. Get His advice and counsel. Turn every I moment into a we moment and never edge God out. After all, God really is with us. Lord, thank You for the power and truth of Your Word. Thank You for being with me all the time, no matter where I go. Help me surrender all of me to You and replace every I with we. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.